today's a day that where everyone involved with this team still living with the disappointment from yesterday. Watching the tape, that felt that not too many guys performed at a level close to where we're capable and what's expected. So when that happens in this league, you're going to end up on the short end. As I said yesterday, we did not play well in all three phases. And I think we got away from our formula. And it was a situation where it's, you know, offensively, we're going to be able to run the ball, to set up play action, to stay ahead of the sticks. And as I said yesterday, we weren't able to do that. I think we ended up on the short end of the physical toughness and the mental toughness part of it. Our attention to detail was not where it needed to be, and that all adds up. So just as we talked about after the Steelers game, that, you know, we put that game in a box on a shelf. I mean, this one's going in a box, and it's getting buried in the backyard. We need to move on from it quickly, but at the same time, we're not going to ignore it. It's not going to be one of those where we gloss over it and move on quickly because of the disappointment. There's a lot to learn from it. And it's something that's critical for us to leave here today knowing what went wrong, knowing how to fix it, and moving forward on to the next one. I can't say it's any one thing. I mean, I thought, offensively, that especially their front seven got after us pretty good. It was difficult to run the ball, and that's a chain reaction. And like I just said, the formula for us to be successful, that we weren't able to do it. And I think that's what leads to, obviously, Brian didn't play that well, especially statistically, but it's a lot of it was because of those circumstances that we were forced to throw it. He was harassed. He was hit, sacked. That's hard to be successful when you're rushed. I mean, to me, I know this one, severely dropped it. So I don't want to put it all. If it becomes, a couple more games, still a trend like that, it's something to look at. But to me, we just looked at his effectiveness in the offense. There are some times where the completion percentage will be affected. Whether you're trying to throw the ball away or take some more shots downfield where your percentage isn't going to be as high, but you don't need to hit as many. So that's not something that to me is a concern today. Yeah, I mean, it's something we'll look at. I mean, I see it as a rookie that's still learning the game. So we'll have discussions this week as to how to best rotate those guys. I mean, you can make the argument it's a good problem to have, but you're still dealing with the word problem, so it's something that we have to plan for. I think when you lose somebody the caliber of Alex, I think everybody needs to step up, and that wasn't the case. That our guys across the board, I don't know what the individual grades were, but I think it's safe to say that none of those guys played their best game or in a clear fashion stepped up, and it's difficult. I mean, you don't replace them. So and there were some issues up front with, they did a good job movement on the front. They were rolling off, penetrating. I mean, that's the best defensive front that we've played, and it showed up. Yeah, we knew we were playing a team that was desperate, that was hungry, that wanted to get their first win in front of their fans. And it's, you only get so many opportunities to go out there and play, and that's difficult when you have guys say that afterwards that they wanted it more. I mean, we always hear the cliche, let's match their intensity. I hate hearing that. Let them try to match ours. And I think you can't, talked about during the week, you can't go out there and just put in a day and allow the other team to impose their will. And that's what they did. Yeah, it was tough, and it wasn't really a pooch punt situation. I mean, I think Jordan started on the 15. That we have Jim Leonard in there on most of the pooch punt deals, and there were a lot of those, and you're leaving it up to his discretion as to whether it's going to go in the end zone. And to me, I trust Jimmy back there in those situations as to whether or not he feels it's going to go in or when to fair catch it. But that was one where we were in just a normal punt return mode, and I just think Jordan kind of got lost where he was, and I think he figured the ball was kicked so far that he could catch it, and that the coverage had been out kicked and make a play, and it was unfortunate that we didn't handle it. when it doesn't work, absolutely. I thought we were playing well defensively. It turned out, to be the worst case scenario for us, that they stopped us and then drove down and scored to take the lead and have the momentum going into halftime. To look at it potentially being up 9-0, but just the way the game was going and how they were defending us, you just didn't have a great feel for how many more times we were going to get down to the 20. And when it was 2nd-and-1, and made the decision then, hey, let's make it, we're in 4-down mode. Then that's you live with it. No, and I don't want to overreact to it. I mean, I think there were a lot of circumstances. One, they played very well defensively. They have a very stout front. We had shuffled. It was a two-man change in the offensive line. But with that being said, I don't think across the board, I don't think the backs necessarily played their best game. Same, the tight ends and the offensive line. So it's I know it's easy to pinpoint, A plus B, therefore, equals C with the change in the offensive line. But I think it was more just the overall play of the offense. No, nothing's changed. I mean, well, each week when the offensive staff gets together, and I'll jump in with them too, is they put the plan together. It's what gives us the best chance to win. So if the situation this week maybe calls for him to play some, then that'll be the case. But we're not going to hit the panic button after one loss. That we know that the quarterback position needed to be more productive, that it was more symptomatic of the entire offense. Brian is still firmly our starter, and like I said, each week we make the decision as to if we want to include Johnny in the plan.